You are listening to the Less Drama, More Mama podcast, episode 300. Give yourself a break. This is Less Drama, More Mama, the podcast for moms who want to feel calm, in control, and confident about how to handle anything life throws their way. If you're ready to go from feeling frazzled and disrespected to feeling calm and connected, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Pam Howard. Hello, Mama, and welcome to the 300th episode of the Less Drama, More Mama podcast. What an exciting milestone. Almost 6 years of showing up every Tuesday for 300 consecutive weeks. I want to express my gratitude first and foremost to my incredible editor, Daniel, for his dedication and hard work in making every episode sound amazing. To all of my guests who have shared their wisdom and stories here on the podcast, thank you for your generosity and inspiration. And to you, my listeners, thank you for tuning in each week and being part of this amazing community of moms. In celebration of my 300th episode, I have something very special for you. It's a podcast episode directory to help you navigate through all the episodes and easily find the ones on specific topics that resonate with you. Whether you're looking for tips on managing your mama meltdowns, strategies for self-care, or insights on raising kind, resilient, self-sufficient adults, this directory has got you covered. I've organized the episodes into categories like self-control, connection, discipline, tools, making it super easy for you to pinpoint exactly what you're looking for when you need it. This episode directory is available for free in today's show notes at lessdramamoremama.com/300. From there, you can download it as a PDF and keep it handy whenever you need a little inspiration or guidance. So whether you've been listening for a few years, a few weeks, or this is your very first episode, I invite you to explore the directory and discover the wealth of information, wisdom, and insights in these first 300 episodes. Enjoy. Now I have a small favor to ask of you. If you haven't already, please take a moment to leave a review of the podcast. My podcast is completely free to listen to with no annoying ads interrupting your experience. It's just great content aimed at supporting and empowering you on your motherhood journey. So if you've found value in my episodes, if they've resonated with you, inspired you, or helped you in any way, leaving a review is a simple but very powerful way to show your support. And it helps other moms like you discover the show and join our growing community. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and leave a review today. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being here. With Mother's Day approaching, I wanted to dedicate today's episode to the idea of taking a break because mom burnout is a real thing. Recognizing the signs of burnout is the first step towards preventing it. And it starts with tuning into your own body and emotions and paying attention to how you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. If you're feeling run down and depleted, both physically and emotionally, more often than not, if you're snapping at your kids over little things, having trouble sleeping, or experiencing other physical symptoms of stress, chances are you're long overdue for a break. You might be thinking, Pam, isn't feeling run down and depleted just a normal part of being a mom? Or I don't have time to take a break. I need to push through and keep going. Trust me, I've been there too. It's easy to fall into the trap of believing that exhaustion and overwhelm are just par for the course when it comes to motherhood. But just because something is common doesn't mean it's normal or healthy. Yes, motherhood is demanding. And yes, there will be days when you feel like you're barely keeping your head above water, but you don't have to drown in the chaos. You have the power to change the narrative, to rewrite the story of what it means to be a mom. You, yes, you, deserve to feel vibrant, energized, and alive. And it all starts with giving yourself permission to take a break, to prioritize your own well-being and to honor the incredible woman that you are. I understand it can be challenging to carve out time for yourself, so So I want to give you some practical tips on how to make it happen and what to do with your well-deserved break. First, start small. When I talk about taking a break, that doesn't mean you need to go on a two-week vacation or even take an entire day off. Carving out just 15 minutes of uninterrupted time for yourself can make a huge difference when you're used to burning the candle at both ends. You can gradually increase the duration of your breaks as you become more comfortable prioritizing your own needs. Second, schedule it in. Treat your break like any other important appointment. Block off time in your calendar and commit to it just as you would for a doctor appointment or a work meeting. You wouldn't just flake out on your doctor or your boss, right? Your well-being is just as important, if not more so, than any other commitment. So honor that time you've set aside for yourself and show up for yourself just as you would for anyone else. You deserve the same level of dedication and respect. Third, it's crucial to set clear expectations and boundaries. Take the time to communicate openly with your family about your need for a break and be transparent about what you will and won't be available for during that time. This step can be challenging, especially if you're someone who tends to prioritize others' needs over your own or struggles to say no. But I've experienced and witnessed firsthand how empowering it can be to set and uphold these boundaries. Doing this can be life-changing, and the episode directory has an entire section on boundaries to support you. Fourth, don't be afraid to ask for help. Reach out to your partner, older children, a trusted babysitter, or supportive friends and family, and delegate tasks that can free up your time to focus on yourself. In episode 148, titled More Time for Mom, I dive deeper into this topic and offer a helpful delegation checklist with age-appropriate responsibilities for your kids, available as a free download in the show notes. Fifth, engage in activities that bring you genuine joy and relaxation and help you feel centered and refreshed. For example, read a book you've been longing to read, go for a leisurely walk in nature, indulge in a luxurious bath while listening to a Spotify playlist, get takeout from your favorite restaurant and enjoy a picnic in the park, or just sit in silence and reflect. Listen to your body's cues. If you're feeling tired, honor that and take a nap. If you're craving movement, go for a run or try a calming yoga class. Trust yourself to know what's best for you. You're not meant to be superhuman. You're not meant to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders without reprieve. You're a human being worthy of rest and renewal. As I say in my book, self-care isn't selfish. It's an essential part of maintaining your overall health. And when you prioritize your own well-being, everyone benefits. By taking a break when you need one, you'll be better equipped to show up as the patient, loving, and present mom you aspire to be. Hopefully you know by now that I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk too. After 300 episodes of consistent content creation and 6 years of weekly blog posts before that, I'm excited to announce that I'll be taking a well-deserved 12-week break from creating new podcast episodes starting today. During the next 12 weeks, I'll be spending precious time with my daughter before she heads off to college, tackling some much-needed spring cleaning, and reflecting on how I can show up even better for you in the future. While there won't be new episodes during my break, I've created a summer series of replays and compilation episodes with different themes to keep you inspired and supported. You'll still see me on Instagram, and I'm currently taking on new private clients as well. If you're interested in working together this summer, sign up for a free call with me. On the call, we'll address your biggest parenting challenge and create a personalized solution to fit your family's needs. And by the end of the call, you'll feel a renewed sense of hope and relief knowing that a brighter, more peaceful future is within reach. Go to lessdramamoremama.com/mini to schedule your call today. I'll be back in August, refreshed and ready to help you navigate the new school year. Until then, have a happy Mother's Day, a wonderful summer, and remember, to give yourself a break, Mama. You deserve it. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast and you're ready to feel calmer, more confident, and more at peace in your family and life, I invite you to sign up for a free consultation with me to learn about how my coaching can help you achieve the exact life you want. You'll take the concepts and tools I share in the podcast and apply them to your own life. And as your coach, I'll be there to support you every step of the way. Go to lessdramamoremama.com/mini and sign up now.